This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, peeps? Too many scandals to keep up with, I can tell you that. I have to tell you, I am still shocked at the lack of coverage around Durham, John Durham's recommendation that Kevin Kleinsmith, the Democrat operative attorney for the FBI who changed the FISA emails, or the emails that generated the FISA request, he recommends this man for prison. The story of the year, we waited a year for it, and there's nothing on it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Lost in the media cycle, a story that we waited for with bated breath.
Wait till that Durham report comes, man. I tell you what, you just wait on the Durham report.
And that report comes, and nothing. And where are the next ones? Come on, Harvey Weinstein. I want to know, there was more than one director or one film mogul in Hollywood screwing over all the little starlets there. Because I know there's more than one. Come on, Durham. Who else is there? I don't know. Are we going to ever get an answer on that? Barr, can we call a press conference and talk about this? Because this is the reason we spent $40 million looking for Russian collusion, right? Oh, and then we get a news story. Oh, besides the other scandal that Joe Biden is the new president-elect, which of course everybody knows is a joke, it is the national joke. It's not a national joke, it is a world joke. It is the Chinese saying, you know what, we can play massive politics because we bought and paid for it. I should have said, what's up, slaves, not what's up, peeps. Because you know what the Democrats do? They take your hard-earned, your hard efforts, your efforts every day to get up and go to work. They take our economy, then they sell it to the highest bidder for pennies on the dollar so they can have money and power because they don't care about us. We are pawns in their little Ponzi game, their little Ponzi scheme. And you know who's going to be left holding the bag? Us. They have, these Democrats will sell you down the river for nothing. They don't care. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are a person listening to this program and you're a Democrat or a former Democrat, if you're a Democrat now, you should be ashamed of yourself. Former Democrats, I know what you're doing. You're looking back saying, Kev, man, I'm so sorry. I really want to apologize because, man, oh, man. Yeah, and you should. Every one of you who said, I'm going to vote for Obama this time because he's going to be transcendental, transformational, oh my gosh, give it up. There is nothing about a Democrat that is redeemable. They will sell you for, like I said, they'll sell you out. They'll sell you for pennies on the dollar. Trust me, they don't care. And I'm not trying to be political about it. There are people like, forget the politics. You ever met somebody that you go, man, do not trust that person. Just don't trust them. You know, I don't need to know your politics. I know your ideology. I know who you are. See, we think of it as political. Oh, we're Republicans and Democrats. No, we're not. We're the people who are for righteousness and those who are not. And I don't know how many examples of this you need. The Chinese have come here. They have infiltrated every level of government, of leftist government. Because I'm going to tell you, the conservatives, the true conservatives, are going to side on the side of righteousness, and they're going to follow the Constitution. And there's no amount of money and no amount of power that would get them to change their minds. But the left will do it in a second. So we've got scandal on top of scandal. If to hear Obama say it, there's nothing to look at here. Joe Biden, of course, is immensely more popular than I was in 2008. He's immensely more popular than the man who can get thousands of people, has done it for 4 years straight, has proven that he can get 70 plus million, close to 80 million people to support him. But no, Joe Biden is the one we all were doting on. Said only a freaking moron. We have watched leftism pretend it is the going fad when it never has been in any time in history. When you have leftism to the degree that we have, it is despots doing it. It is people manipulating it. Because let me tell you something. Common sense tells you all the things of conservatism. I want to work for what I get. I don't want people handing it to me. Do I occasionally need help? Absolutely. Such is life. But I don't want it all the time. It's not even human nature. Even people who have been born into caste systems, people who have been born into the worst of conditions of man, there's something inside of them that fights to come out, the human spirit. We call it the American spirit because we defined it. We took the human spirit and we put it on steroids. Now we got a world that, yeah, let's just steal it. If we don't want something, even at the highest level, think about it this way. If you can steal something from a billionaire white dude from Wharton with a Wharton education, what do you think they're going to do to the average citizen? Lord, black people, y'all better wake up. Black leftists better wake up. Gah. I want you to think about all the farces that we can go back and look at. I want you to think about an attempted theft of an election by Joe Biden and team. And then go look at every story that they ever told you about Donald Trump. He's a racist. He sexualizes all these women. He does it. Everything they told you is a bald-faced flat lie. Every bit of it. And the reason why you don't know, the reason why you haven't heard Hunter Biden's name mentioned in a while, the reason why you haven't talked about Russian collusion and the lie that has been exposed and all the other things that the left has tried to peddle is because the Chinese shut it down. They tell Hollywood what movies to make. They tell the media what to talk about. They tell politicians what policies they want. If you want to understand why we've gotten the idiocy, we've got an open borders crowd. We've got a defund the police crowd. Everything meant to destabilize any sane, reasonable economy. And it's all because the Chinese,
we're Palestinians and they make us do what we want them to do.
Whatever, that's a terrible Chinese accent. But you know what I'm saying. We got a lot to talk about today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
First, let me get your reaction to McCabe's termination. Do you think this is politically motivated?
Don, I think that Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions are sending a message to other people in the administration who may have seen something or who may be saying something to special counsel or Congress about the president and his ties to Russia. We interviewed Andy McCabe for nearly 10 hours. I found him to be an honest, decent person who knew a lot about the president's ties to Russia. And I just fear that this is a punitive act, a petty act, right before he's about to collect his pension, but more intended to send a message to anyone who would cross the president.
I just want to do a quick moron test. Is there anybody in America who actually believes that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Welcome back, I should say. TheKevinJacksonShow.com or TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you want to see everything that we do, and I hope you do, go see my YouTube Kev Talks, where I dig a little bit deeper into some of these issues. And we have some deep issues to dig into. That was Eric Swalwell, presidential candidate for the Democrats at one point, talking about McCabe's firing. Which, by the way, I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump has been he's been right in firing anybody he picks to fire, from Sessions to McCabe to Comey and all of it. And it's funny now that if you go back, I mean, I didn't need to go back in retrospect. You knew what was happening. Look at all these clowns that want to forget all the things they were talking about back in the day. I still want Adam Schiff to produce the evidence that he says he has. Produce the evidence against Donald Trump that he keeps talking about. I want to hear. I want to see it. Eric Swalwell, selling a lie. All of them. They should all be in prison. All of them. There's hardly a Democrat politician that I'm talking about, House, Senate, judges, hardly any of them that should be allowed to serve. There is a woman right now that serves in the Michigan legislative. I think she's the Michigan House. She's warning Trump supporters, y'all better be worried about us because we going to do this or that. They always warn us how tough they are, how bad they are. Why? Because they win? Because they fight fair? No, because they cheat. They're warning us because they're saying, we got 15 ways a Sunday to get to you. Remember when Schumer said that about the DOJ? He's telling a sitting president, you better be careful. You better be careful. The DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA, they got ways to get you 6 ways to Sunday. And they're proud of it. They're proud that we have a corrupt DOJ, a corrupt agency that's supposed to be protecting Americans and defending the Constitution, and they're bragging that you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not cry. It's about to be Christmas for us. Because let me tell you, I told you guys the other day, I don't know Trump like a family member, but I know him. I've met him. And I'll tell you this. If I were Trump, and this is the way I judge it, if I were Trump right now, it would be a massive takedown. I would fight the normal battle. I'd say, y'all handle y'all scandal over there, my attorneys, and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and all them. But boy, let me tell you what I'd be doing. I'd be plotting against you right now. You know what I'm saying? Not you conservatives, but the other side. I would be plotting against them. I would say, this is the last hurrah. So, if you pick the fight, this is a fight to the death. See, there's love tap. That's what we call moving around in the fight game. Hey, you want to move around a little bit? Yeah, man, let's get a little workout. You know, get the joints oiled up. And then there's, let's, you know, I want to test myself out a little bit. And then there's, we going to throw down. Okay? And this is out of the ring, no holds barred. Let's go for it. So that's where we are right now. And I think Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to pull out all the stops. So there was no Russian collusion. We got Swalwell, one of the Democrats who ran for president, has got a little Chinese spy problem because, as it turns out, he was having sex with one of them. I know. Having sex with a Chinese spy. This guy vilifies President Trump for 4 years about Russian collusion. And as it turns out, for the better part of that time, he's sleeping with a Chinese spy. And so Senator Feinstein had a Chinese chauffeur who was a spy driving her around. Can you imagine? I mean, look, just stop for a second and ask yourself, how much penetration, pardon the pun, Eric Swalwell, have you had by the Chinese, have we had by the Chinese in this country? This is a little bit we know. We're just scratching the surface. And, oh, we played that clip from Tucker Carlson the other day. The Chinese saw Barack Obama as a rube. They couldn't wait to get their hands on that colored guy. They were like, man, Mr. Harvard, he got fake Harvard education. We'd get him, we'd beat him up, kicking his butt. They knew. They're like, Man, they got an affirmative action president. We will definitely kick them. And guess what they did? Everything that the Chinese were doing prior to Obama, they put on steroids because they knew there was a clown in the office of the presidency of the United States. The worst thing that could happen to the Chinese is a businessman like Donald Trump takes over. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a billionaire. I've never run a multi-billion dollar company. I've consulted with them, but I'll tell you this. I know for a fact the first thing I would have done when I got into office is say, what's with this deficit? This is insane. We could do onshore, nearshore manufacturing, and we would say almost $80 billion a year. I mean, $800 billion a year in a trade deficit, and you don't think I can fix that? I could fix that overnight. We're going to start manufacturing here. And critical industries, medicines. Can you imagine getting your medicines from a place that's got a lab that just unleashed a Wu flu meant to be a biological weapon? Who knows for what? Who knows what the implications can be down the road? I don't know what this thing is going to do. Are there nanoparticles in it now that you got something going on? I'm not going to get all into my business, but I'll tell you. You ever had like a little thing that you, what's it called, the funny bone? I have these funny bone sensations all over my body since I got this stupid Wu flu. I don't know what they're doing, what it's doing to my body right now, but it's doing something. And the Democrats don't care. Hey, give me enough money, give me some Chinese prostitutes or whatever, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Hunter Biden, if you don't think the Chinese intentionally did what they did with Hunter Biden so they could get Joe Biden elected and then hold all this blackmail over him, can you even imagine what they have on this clown? What do you think they have on the Trump kids? Think the Chinese are holding something over Trump's head about his kids? No, because they were raised right. Biden's kids were idiots, including Bo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years in terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
Another country is establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, President Trump announcing in a tweet that Morocco is the latest to do so, the president calling this a massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved to cut police funding by $8 million, shifting that money from the policemen toward violence prevention and other services. The move comes amid a crime surge following the summer riots after George Floyd's death. In Minneapolis, police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year as of last Thursday. That's more than double the same period a year ago. Carjackings have spiked to 375, and that's up a whopping 331% from the same period last year. The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill, despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
"Now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, Ted Lieu, this explains Ted Lieu. You know, the dude who's a Democrat out in California, the dumbest Asian I've ever heard on record. Wow. Everything that's happening right now, Chinese infiltration, because Chinese, you would think they would want no part of the Democratic Party. As a culture, there is nothing Democrat about them. When they come to the States, I know that culture very well. I know it from a martial arts perspective, and I know it from having been there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Ted Lieu, dumbest Asian on record in America. And what about Zuckerberg's wife? Oh, Kevin, don't go there. No, we're going there. Any reason why a Chinese woman would target one of the richest guys in the world? Well, okay, because he's rich. I get it. But no, here. The guy who runs the social media that is influencing elections to whatever degree, you think this is by accident? I don't. I'm not trying to call Alex Jones on you. Not that I disagree with Alex in a lot of the things that he says, but I don't know anything about this woman. I'll tell you right now, I don't. And it could be love at first sight, but don't tell me that you can't think about that. Guy who's got, I mean, billions are certainly matter. I mean, you know, you can pretty up anything if you give it billions. Look at Khloe Kardashian. I mean, she's done it with millions. There's a lot of people out there who would go for the money, but I'm telling you, she didn't have to go for Zuck's money. There are a lot of rich people. Look at what this chick did, Fang, with Eric Swalwell. She went after him. Why? For the politics. See, the politics are bigger than the money. People can take you. I mean, look, I'm just telling you, I'm not convinced that Zuckerberg's wife is all about the money and all about Zuck. When you have the level of influence he has, and this is a woman, his wife put $400 million into a campaign. You're not convincing me. Tom Fitton tweeted this: the year before he knowingly peddled false allegations about Russian collusion against Donald Trump, Ku Cabal member Representative Swalwell was warned by the FBI about his association with a suspected Chinese communist agent who raised money for him and placed an intern in his office. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Muslim thing? She had two Muslim guys over her IT infrastructure, and they were doing IT infrastructure for a host of Congress people. What happened to that case? Dismissed by the FBI, the crooked FBI. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see with Eric Swalwell dating a spy. Nothing to see here with Feinstein being driven by a spy and the many other spies that we don't even know about yet. You want to know why? Because our media won't do its freaking job. Here's what somebody tweeted. Anyone else notice that Chinese spies systematically infiltrated Democrats on the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees in both the House, Eric Swalwell, and the Senate, Dianne Feinstein, and that these individuals were at the forefront of investigating and impeaching, or trying to impeach, Donald Trump? Yeah. Story breaks because we get this video from Tucker Carlson that talks about it. Axios decides to write a story about it. But it was news to everybody, right? Oh, who knew? I told you guys that there are some people out there in the special operations area, and they contacted me and said, Kevin, do you have any? They were telling me about the spy ring, and at first I was like, oh, man, this is going to be, you know, they want me to be Alex Jones for them. And then I started looking at the data, and I went, wow. I mean, I'll tell you this, I could be doing Bongino kind of shows with this stuff, people whispering in my ear about what's going on. It's insane. Here's what this report says. A Chinese spy cultivated deep connections with U.S. diplomatic politicians for years, including with Eric Swalwell, to send political intelligence and personal information back to the communist China. Axios reporters spoke to U.S. intelligence officials and former acquaintances of the spy, Christine Fang, to outline how under the direction of the China's Ministry of State Security, MSS, one of the country's premier spying agencies, she collected private information on U.S. diplomats, bureaucrats, especially those in the California Bay Area. So I'm just telling you, if you think you've seen all the nastiness of what Hunter Biden did, I got all this stuff circulating in my head. The Chinese got a lot of stuff. They got dirt on a lot of people. Yeah. So, and here's what I want you to understand. All this during Obama's watch. Mr. Scandal Free. He let Muslims infiltrate us. He let the Chinese infiltrate us. Who knows what the Russians have done? I don't know. But I can tell you this. Least safe America during the time of Obama and his minions, and this is what we get. And while they're looking for stuff for Donald Trump, this dude Swalwell, the very guy trying to prosecute Trump, saying he's got ties to the Russians and he's got videotape of him with prostitutes and all that, is exactly the same thing Swalwell's doing. Worse, because he's sleeping with a spy. Hey, speaking of which, we'll be talking about prostitution here in a bit, because they legalized prostitution in L.A., and it's good that they did. It's just in time, because if Biden does become president, then there's going to be a lot of them, because they're going to be people having to sell their bodies. You don't have to sell your body through that night, Roxanne. Yeah. Hey, Roxanne's. Because who knows what ultimate sacrifices people may have to make. Don't worry about it. You're not going to have to, because Biden ain't going to make it. So, Fang socialized with Rep. Judy Chu, then Rep. Mike Honda, campaigned for now Rep. Ro Khanna, volunteered for Bill Harrison, the mayor of Fremont, California, fundraised for people like Tulsi Gabbard, in some cases developed romantic or sexual relationships with politicians to gain intelligence and send it back to her handlers, who were believed to be stationed in mainland China. She also reportedly used her ties to government officials and politicians to place sub-agents as employees or interns in some political and congressional offices. In effect, this woman, under the very nose of Obama and his Department of Justice, and even warning the Democrat, even warning Swalwell, hey, The FBI, the feckless Comey-led FBI. Hey, listen, we think that she might be a spy, but hey, dude, as long as you're getting some, right? High five. High, put it up high. I mean, this is insane. But hey, Obama had a scandal-free administration, right? America was better off because we got Barack Obama, right? Baby Black Jesus made us better. He's selling, he's giving away intellectual property. Do you know that we had contracts? I know this for a fact. And the Chinese essentially told you, we're going to steal your IP. And during this time, in the time of Obama and before him too, they just let it happen. But it was worse with Obama. The best IP that they stole was during the time of Obama. Why can I tell you that? Because the technology improved exponentially in that 8-year period. And he's letting them. He didn't respond and say, hey, look, you can't steal our company's product, you know, IP, and then sell it back to us in the form of new products, you know, newer, cheaper products. You can't do that. Trump is the first guy that said, you're not stealing our IP. That's over. We're not going to trade with you in this manner where you have we had a $375 billion trade deficit. Are you kidding? That deficit would make us be the 72nd largest country in the world. Our overall trade deficit would make us the 19th largest country in the world. And Trump said, enough is enough. It's not going to happen. And we also know how you're getting in our critical industries by shipping it through other places and pretending that it's coming from Canada or whatever. We know what you're up to. And it's not going to happen. And you other countries doing it, we're going to get you. He literally shut them down. They didn't know what to do. I had a friend of mine over there, Dan. He said, Kevin, their factories are scuttled over here. They're not busy. U.S. is shifting things back, manufacturing, moving back to America. They don't know what to do. So what do? They collude with the Democrats to take out the best president in the history of this country. And the Democrats are happy to do it. They've been bought off. They've been promised power and money. And, well, they love their prostitutes. Hey, right here, Fang developed a relationship with Russian hoaxer Swalwell, who began serving on the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and as a ranking member of its Central Intelligence Agency subcommittee in 2015. This clown was targeted because of his position. I mean, think about it. Go look at Swalwell. Would you date him?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The more I read about this chick, Fang Fang, Christine Fang, the more I just shake my head. And I just think to myself, wow, man, the Democrats, you to be so stupid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. To be so stupid. This chick, Fang Fang, Christine Fang, targets Swalwell because of his position in intelligence, working with the CIA. He thinks he's Mr. Cool. It's easy to get a Democrat to think something because they're also, their egos are so big, especially politicians. Their egos are so big. Bring money or tell them you can get them some votes or swell up their big fat heads and they will give you whatever you want. She just thinks so because she thinks I'm the coolest guy. I just love her. She's really cool. So he says he met with the FBI about her and he says, I no longer have contact with my Chinese spy. That's the end of it. That should be the end of it, right? He gave up his contact with her. Here's what they write. Fang reportedly gained access to political circles as a student at California State University, East Bay. By the way, they know how to target it. Put them in these universities. Why do you think these universities are so poisoned? Why do you think the education system in America is so poisoned? And what's funny, I got an educational group called Seeking Educational Excellence, and we run on a very small budget. But it's funny, people expect you to work miracles, and we got Chinese spy rings running in K-12 and poisoning the minds of young black kids, making white kids believe they should have some sort of guilt over their privilege, etc. Then at the university level, they're selling secrets and all kinds of stuff. The professors are. The Chinese have infiltrated to the point where who's who? Who's really for America here? And who's here to steal? It's insane. We got Fauci sending money to Wuhan labs quietly so they can develop biological weapons against mankind. Who knows when they're going to flip a switch and we all just die on the spot. Have you seen that other Bourne movie where it's not Jason, it's not a, what's his name, Matt Damon, but it's that Jeremy, what's his face? Where they take this protocol of pills and then when they're ready to decommission them, they just they can just flip the switch and they die. Anyway, see, this girl ran all kinds of stuff on college campuses. Chinese communism. You want to know why there's communism on our campuses? It's because they get cute little Chinese girls, very smart ones, and they come in and they get the white guys like Swalwell, the da-da-da-da-da's, and then they compromise them because they're easy. They said the same year the U.S. intelligence warned local and national politicians through defense briefings of Fang's Chinese intelligence connection. They said she was cozying up to politicians, and the question was part of, they said it was a long game play by communist China to strike up a relationship with you and see if you move up the line. And her particular operation dissipated in 2015 when she couldn't get beyond Falwell. She ain't that cute, by the way. I mean, Swalwell. She's just not that cute. But, Swalwell, he ain't all that in a bag of chips, right? So, get this. The Justice Department has filed no public charges against this woman that they know is a spy. And this is Obama's Justice Department. But they said they began to monitor her after she met with a suspected MSS officer disguised as a diplomat at the San Francisco consulate who was already under surveillance by the FBI. Soon after the FBI San Francisco division began to investigate Fang, they said one U.S. official claimed the fact that she was traveling around the country to network with U.S. politicians was a big flag and indicated that she was on a mission. Yeah, it was a big red flag. It had the communist symbol on it. These people are so dumb. Wow. This is just insane. I'm just reading this article as I'm trying to figure this out. All I can tell you, the more I find out about her, the more I think to myself, come on, Comey, where's your FBI? Where are they? And why? It's one thing to warn Swalwell. It's another to say, dude, you're going to flip her. You're going to figure out a way for us to figure out who's all here. Here's what I can tell you. I don't think these people know who's all here. They go on to talk about Feinstein, former chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, once employed a staffer who was secretly using his position to send intelligence back to Chinese officials at the MSS. They don't even have the heart to call him a spy. A staff. He was a spy. In the same month, Pompeo warned. We played this clip. Pompeo said, many of you people have been targeted by the Chinese Communist Party.
He said, they have your names down as friendly or whatever else. They know who you are. They know you can be bought. Oh, man. Let's see. They said, no surprise here, California, the Bay Area is the perfect place to launch this. Why? You got, let me just make a quick aside before I get into that. The Congressional Black Caucus, I would hesitate to know how much money they've gotten from the Chinese. Or hesitate to ask. I bet it's millions. That's just my gut feel. I don't have any information about it. I don't have any proof. But I'm saying, if they're spreading money around like that, I bet they know how to keep black people quiet. Give them money. Put money into their foundations. I bet you see a lot of Wang Changs and Fongs giving money to the to blacks out there. Go look at what Maxine Waters' donations were and who they were from. Keeping their mouth shut over all of this. They said China's been known to attempt to infiltrate U.S. institutions in the name of spying before. In September, a Community Affairs New York police officer with close familial ties to the Chinese Communist Party was arrested and held without bail on charges of acting as an illegal agent of China, wire fraud, making false statements, and obstructing an official hearing. Unbelievable. They also went on that this is just, it's heartbreaking, but what's more heartbreaking is that our clandestine agencies have done nothing. Nothing. You think they've broken the Chinese into the Chinese thing? In other words, their spy apparatus, you think we've done anything there? I don't. We've got one of the most incompetent departments of justice in years. Probably decades. It's going to have to be rebuilt. And I'm going to keep asking, where's Gina Haspel, until somebody gives me an answer. I'm the top Google search on where's Gina Haspel. You know something's up. There's no stories about... Man, it's insane. Anyway, Pompeo warns these guys. He says, you've been targeted. And he tells them, he says, our intelligence team, he's Secretary of State now, he says, our intelligence team, the new one, new revamped one with Trump, we know what they're doing. And we got the report. I don't know if they intercepted it or whatever. He says, they know who you are. They're going to come after you. Yep. And they still fell for it. Stupid Democrats. Why? Simple. Chinese are giving them money and promising them power. They're traitors to this country. I want to make sure you understand that this is no fun and games here. These are traitors to our country. They're willing to give access to people for sex. They're willing to give access to people for money. They're willing to change laws that don't make a bit of sense. Because this is what China wants. I told you. The Rock did it for me. When that guy comes out and says, you know, I've been thinking, I'm normally not very political, but I decided that I'm going to support Joe Biden. I thought to myself, wow, these Chinese really do have us beat. They have us licked, because there is no way that guy should have made that. It's so out of character. Does Rock really think he's going to influence that many people? Why would you put your butt on the line for Joe Biden when you know he has no excitement? If there's anybody that The Rock would emulate, would want to be like, it would be Donald Trump. He's a total showman himself. And he supports... I mean, I know it sounds weird to you guys, but those are the things that you learn how to look for, you know, when you're kind of analyzing things. And that was one that I went, oh, something's afoot. That just doesn't happen. It wouldn't happen. And it did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.